everyone, a very warm welcome to another exciting episode of Psychology Talks. I'm your host, Amreena Deen, and today we're going to discuss the connection between mind and body and how mind can affect physical fitness. So we will be delving in deep into the mind and body intersection, and then we just talk more about that, how you can unlock your full potential of your body through your mind. And in this episode, we are honored to have a special guest joining us, Marcus. He is a true luminary in the world of mindful movement. He is a fitness coach and yoga therapist. He's also a co-founder of Energy Lab, and he has dedicated his life to helping individuals unlock their full potential through harmonious blend of physical fitness and mindful practice. He's not just a coach, he's a guide on the journey towards holistic well-being. So without further ado, let's welcome Marcus. Hello, Marcus. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Amreen. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you with us today, because this topic of like mind and the physical fitness go very closely together, but sometimes people often mistaken it with like, sometimes they focus more on physical fitness while they ignore the mental aspect. So today we're going to talk about the intersection between physical fitness and mindfulness. So I'm so excited. So I just gave a very, very little introduction about you. So like, you are the founder of Energy Lab, and but just enlighten our audience today that how you came into this field, because I was just going through your bio as well, that I think you took a break and then you went to, I think, Nepal or something, and you had some yoga training, and then that's how you came into it. So like, it was quite fascinating. So please tell us a little bit about yourself, how you started your journey and how you ended up here.
Yeah, sure. So that sports was always my passion. I grew up in a household where my dad was a really sports passionate person and a sports addict. He was an athlete, and he was also the janitor of our local gym hall. So like, I think I did like gymnastics at the age of three. And then that the gym hall was my whole playground when I was a child. But like later in life, I shifted in a completely different direction. So I did a business major, and I focused on supply chain management and organizational development. I worked for 7+ years in the, as a project manager in the automotive industry. But then I burned out in 2016. I quit my job and I bought a one-way ticket to Bangkok. And that's what you were talking about. So I did a entire year traveling around the globe. I visited 18 countries, really around the globe. So Southeast Asia, Central South America. And it was really quite fascinating. But what happened was during that trip, I had a surf session on the Philippines, and I strained my my hip flexor on the left side, and it was really quite severe injury. But I didn't know that back then. And when I returned, I had constant pain, and I didn't also go back into the into the corporate world. Instead, I went to India and did a yoga teacher training, because a friend of mine had told me that she cured all her physical and mental issues on her yoga teacher training in India. So I went to Rishikesh for a month and did the 200-hour yoga teacher training. Yeah, that's how I got into that.
Wow. So like, that you was said like, that you had some kind of a fracture or something. So were you able to, or you managed to actually heal that through yoga and my, like these kind of movements?
Yeah, the thing is, I tried everything before. Like I went to osteopaths, to doctors, to physiotherapists, but nobody could really help me. So I tried to cure that myself. And I tried it with like everything. Yoga was not only, it was not the only thing. I also did my own research on biomechanics, on anatomy, on everything related to like curing the body on a physical level. But then like when I learned in the yoga teacher training about mindfulness and about mindful awareness, that was the real kicker, because that was, that helped me a lot to tune in and to sense what's going on inside the body.
Okay.
And yeah, I didn't really cure it yet. It's it worsened over the years when I was not aware afterwards. And like the whole journey lasts already 3.5 years now, but like I'm every day I'm at the edge of curing it finally.
Wow, that's amazing, and that's quite fascinating. Your actually journey reminds me of Dr. Joe Dispenza. I don't know if you've heard or you read the book
on really?
It, because I mean, of course, it's because he got the accident where he actually got some like a major injury in the backbone, and where the doctors and told him that he cannot even walk, and he was on the verge of paralyzing his body actually completely. So, but he refused to do that, and he learned all these things, and then now he is like training millions of people. I mean, he's one of my favorite authors. So it's amazing that, you know, when you see that your body is maybe is not physically, or if you seem to have it seems that you may not heal, but the thing is, when you use your mind, actually it starts to heal. So that's why I'm so much interested in this, in exploring like my mental power, like mind over our bodies, mind or like physical fitness, because whatever like we have is our mind, which if we start using it, we can build everything, we can create our reality, we can achieve physical fitness and like whatever we want to achieve. So that is the reason why I'm into it. So now moving on to our discussion, right? So it's all about mindset. And as you mentioned that, you know, when you started exploring yoga, and it's all about mindfulness and using mind. So in your opinion, how crucial it is to have a mindset in the realm of fitness?
Yeah. I mean, basically, the body is an incredible biomechanical tool. It's like a machine, and the mind is the operator of that machine. So, like everything happening in the mind, or thoughts, or emotions, and then bodily feelings and sensations. So there's always a connection. So it works from like the mind to the body, but also the other way around. So there's always like the bridge, of course. And usually in the West, we are so trained to separate mind and body, but basically it's all the same. That's why for me, what we call holistic well-being is including everything, like mind, mindset, but also physical health, spiritual and emotional well-being, because everything is one.
Yeah. So how can we achieve the physical fitness through using mindful technique? What do you think? What are the best ways to do that?
Yeah, the thing is that what I see when I'm in the gym, and I'm rarely there because I usually train outdoors if possible, but in German winter, it's not really possible. So I go there for a couple of weeks. And people are usually training pretty mindlessly, and they do their stuff. They talk to each other. They rarely concentrate on what they do. And I think that that's leaving so much potential on the table, because if you truly focus on what's going on in your body, you can engage better, your muscles work better, And you, at the same time, you train that mindfulness muscle, your focus muscle as well. So that's like a double benefit at one setting, I would call that.
Yeah, that's actually, you're absolutely right. That, you know, a lot of people mindlessly follow that the schedule, they're like exercises, for example. Actually, when I was writing about this post to announce our about the show, and then like I've written in that like announcement also that, you know, it's like people start feeling tired because they think that they've done enough, when they actually, they just need to retrain their minds to, you know, feel more excited about the task, or when they actually rewire their thinking, and, you know, then the same task which they might be feeling fatigued or tired, and they can actually increase the duration of their exercise also, and they don't feel tired, because at the end of the day, as you also mentioned, that mind is the main machine that actually is operating the entire body. So if we know how to use it, it's, we can do wonders. So any techniques would you suggest that, you know, that we can use as a, like maybe mindfulness techniques through which we can enhance our, let's say, physical fitness or productivity, or maybe increase the time of our duration at the gym, or do more exercise, something. So any tips on that?
Yeah, so like it's hard to explain that, but I think the best method is being or becoming naturally curious about what's going on inside, and make that an explorative journey throughout the body. Because like there's just like an example, like watching your own breath could be some simple exercise in the beginning. So if you don't even go to the gym or exercise, that is the simplest thing you could do, watching your breath and just exploring how it feels if you're just breathing shallow, so you don't fully expand your breath into your belly, and your diaphragm can expand as much as possible, or your rib cage feels tight. Your posture is like hunched over and you're breathing completely shallow instead of opening up and leaving air in. So that could, like, there are various angles you could try to explore what's going in the body.
That's like, true.
In the gym or like for working out, it could be as well, like that could be so much of focusing your full attention on the single exercise you're on. So it doesn't matter which one. So you focus on the muscle you're moving and you try to feel how it moves and where there are restrictions, weaknesses, imbalances in the body. So the entire tuning in, that could be an explorative journey as well.
I mean, that's very amazing to actually see. Sometimes, like I do, I mean, I usually do the breathing exercise in the morning, and it refreshes my soul, to be honest. And the days that I don't do it, I feel like more lethargic or something. So it's, I think this is the connection, that when we breathe, we know how to breathe, we know what to focus, because, you know, there's a very famous quote that, you know, where your focus goes, there the energy goes, you know, like, so, and you all talk about all the time energy, because we are energy beings, and how we can actually use our energy level. So if we focus more on, let's say, our breathing, then we start to feel that breathing, and then the energy we feel from the breathing, we actually, I would say, capture that energy. And the same thing, I believe it goes with the physical movement and the physical exercise as well, that if we mindfully notice our actions, our like body movement, then we actually divert our energy to focus on that area. And then I think we can feel more energy, Maybe you can share your experience or your expert opinion that how we can use that energy to balance and to utilize more.
And you mentioned the breath, and we can stay at the breath, for example. Sure. And there's the easiest way to go about that is if you forcefully inhale, then you push your autonomic nervous system in an alert way. So you feel alert and you feel refreshed. So if you forcefully inhale, then this is the awakening part, and you push your nervous system in that way. But if you want to calm down and you want to lower your stress level, then you just elongate the exhale. So you deeply inhale slowly, and then you slowly exhale, and you make the exhale double as long as the inhale, and that tunes your nervous system into a calming state. So that works wonders.
Like now, since we are on the breathing, because I love breathing exercises, especially like when we hold the breath inside. So I think that is one thing I feel more connected. And then especially if we don't breathe. So like that part, I think my attention and I think the entire, like, for example, I share my experience, for example, when I do the breathing exercise. And I keep like when I keep the like breath inside, hold it at that point in time. And if I don't breathe, like it if I lengthens the time, I feel the entire something inside the body like goes completely different. And I can actually know that what to focus at that point in time. So maybe you can just explain, because that's my experience. So how to practice that part? Especially the breathing part, to master our like focus, attention, and some bring some more physical fitness to it.
I mean, we separate the parts. So, like, the breath retention is also a good yoga practice. So usually we just focus on the inhale and the exhale, and that also is like, if you want to calm down the nervous system, probably you've heard of the 4-7-8 method to sleep better. That's just like one part. But then, so you can always train your breath at the same time. So if you count to four for the inhale, then you hold your breath for another four counts, and then you exhale for eight. Then the exhale is double as long, twice as long as the inhale. So you calm down your nervous system. At the same time, you have the benefit of breath retention, which increases your fitness level as well, because like the CO2 efficiency gets better in the body. It's like, so breath hold training works the same way as high altitude training, for example. And you can progressively increase that as well. So for 1 week, you do it 4-4-8. And then you go about the next week for 5-5-10. Then the next week you go for 6-6-12. So you increase the slower inhale, the slower exhale, but also the retention time of your breath.
Okay. That's a great tip. What I usually do is like a five times, like say five inhale, and then hold for like, let's say 20 seconds, and then exhale for 10 seconds. So that's how I usually do it. And it really helps me a lot, especially in terms of, it does a lot of benefit for me. Like I've been doing it for years. So I think you said the same thing, that we need to gradually increase it. Sometimes I do increase it, sometimes I go back. So it depends. This is how I do it. Anyway, so move on to you were saying something.
No, that's also a good tool for the anxiety toolkit, I would call that. So like the breath retention is a good tool if you have like anxiety or some sort of, nervousness in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I've been also researching on this topic a lot before, because I know much about the mental part, but I was also looking for some more physical fitness parts. Like there were like few things that I've been like nowadays, it's been like, I think in the social media or in the more on the media, especially like Qigong exercises and the Tai Chi. So what is your opinion about these kind of exercises? Do you think it's like it works well, or do you prefer only one method? What kind of method actually you prefer?
I think any method that works for you is good. Okay. So okay. I've never tried Tai Chi, but I think it's like similar to yoga. So there is a lot of focus inside onto the movement. So it's also mindful movement practice. Mm-hmm. But like the entry or the entry gate, it doesn't really matter as long as you learn how to focus inside.
Yeah.
And then you can use it for any kind of other exercise, movement, and daily movement or in daily practice, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. So yoga is also one of my favorite topics, actually, because I've been into it. And I've been always underweight, so I never went to the exercises and everything, but I wanted always the yoga. So tell us a bit more about yoga. Like, what should we do and how do we practice more on yoga? Maybe some different asanas or some maybe postures, which do you recommend?
Difficult. So I was trained in Hatha yoga, which is a really slow practice. And usually you focus on just the asana part in the beginning. And then you can expand it into vinyasa, what's more like in tune with the breath. So you get in rhythm with the breath. So every movement on an inhale and an exhale. Mm-hmm. And then there's the whole philosophical part around yoga that really fascinated me. Mm-hmm. But in terms of posture and asanas, I would always, like if you go on in classes, real classes, so then focus on yourself, because like what I noticed before, when I wasn't aware of that, I was always looking around and what did the others do, because you're a little bit insecure in the beginning and you don't know if you do it right. But I wouldn't say there, of course, there are like certain cues for every posture, but in the end, it's about how it feels for you. So you don't need to push over your edge. So you just like need to explore your edge, especially in postures where you need to stretch and strengthen at the same time, then never try to go over it, just explore the edge very slowly. And in that case, I would always recommend do a little bit less of what you think you could do, because like most people see the incredible poses and then they try to imitate them and then they get injured. That's never a good way. So,
I think this slowly, and especially when I started yoga, like you need to do very slowly. And I think the best part in the yoga is like you need to stretch yourself till the moment like which you can you can do it. I mean, it's not, you don't have to push yourself, and as you mentioned, then not to injure yourself. So that's one thing that I really like, that you do it slowly and easily and to the time, like, or to the extent where you can actually do something, not pushing yourself. So, so what I would just say, ask you the question about that. What practical tips would you give to incorporate the mindful movement into our daily lives?
Just be mindful.
Yeah, but it's not easy. That's the main problem. Like a lot of people actually are not mindful. They are all the time. Actually, I tell you that what happens is with a lot of people when I interact with, their mind is always full. They are, let's say, if they're eating, they're thinking about the next meal or they're thinking about something else. Even if they are working, they are thinking of the other thing. Let's say, even if they are working on the report, they say, okay, there are so many things going on in the mind. Even there, if they're just moving, going to the office, they might be thinking about, let's say, what they will do in the office. So their mind is not in the present moment, right? And that's what is the problem is. So what practical tips would you give to actually incorporate, especially regardless of any physical fitness, but if they especially want to achieve anything physically or want to achieve anything, so what are the tips that you would like to share?
Now, that was just a joke before because I know that, like, I read it so often on social media, be mindful. But actually, if you don't know how to do that, then it can be complicated. And as you said, that many people struggle with that because of the mind is always wandering and ruminating about the past or thinking about the future. And so, yeah, be mindful. For me, it means just like be in the here and now and engage your senses. So watch, smell, taste, and also watch or observe your physical sensations. That's the easiest part. And it's also the, like, if you want to talk about meditation, then it's the easiest part of meditation just to observe what's going on. So if you eat a meal, then you don't scroll through your social media feed or watch TV or even chat with your partner or with your family. Just focus on your plate. So taste how the food really tastes and how it looks. It could be boring on your one hand, but if you like really enjoy the food and if you taste the taste, then this could be also an exploration. And any other movement, walking is one of the simplest forms of movement. And if you walk mindfully, then you can weather tune in. So you focus on how your feet are moving, how your hips are moving, what your body does while walking. But you also can focus externally. So what's going on in your surroundings? What do you smell? What do you hear? What do you see? So, like, just engage your senses and nothing more. No thoughts, nothing. Yes. Just, like,
be in watch. The moment.
Yes. The moment. Yes.
Yes, that's, and it is such an amazing feeling when you actually focus on the present moment, right? You actually then live life other than that, because, like, when you are constantly thinking about something else, you're not living in the moment. You're living in that moment, which is going to happen, which is not happening. So the life actually happens in the current moment only. And I was actually reading one of the novels, actually, because I love fiction as well. And one of my favorite authors, it's Matt Haig. I don't know if you like fiction or not, but I just read the novel, How to Stop Time. And the main message of that novel is that, you know, the only way to stop time is to live in that moment, right? So basically, if you want to know what the time is, because time is just running out and we are all living, or we are, I would say that we are time bound in this world. And if we don't live in the moment, we will never be able to catch the time. Time will be always running away. So I think the best way to live life is to live in the present moment. And as you mentioned, just don't think, just observe. And then you will actually feel the joy of life. I think that's, it's not easy, as you say, that it could be boring, but when you actually start practicing, then you will actually start getting the joy of life.
Yeah,
so that's amazing.
That doesn't mean that you don't need to plan, or you don't have to plan for your future. That doesn't mean that. It's just like that, if you made up your plans and you act in the current moment, then that's all there is. Like, you add some sort of additional layer of quality to your life. In any case, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, like, we can actually talk a lot about this subject matter yeah. because, you know, it is your favorite and my favorite topic as well. And especially like yoga and mindfulness and meditation, this energy, because, you know, I think the only way we can incorporate our energies in life, like, you know, we can use our energy better is through mindfulness. Because as we just talked about it, that we focus on the present moment, that means our energies are focused on the present moment, where the life is happening. And that is when, if you invigorate your life in the present moment, then you are able to actually face the next moment of your life in a better way. That's how at least I see it. So what is your view on that? Especially, I will just, before we actually close the show, this one question I always wanted to actually ask you, that how we incorporate the energy with mindfulness and with all these practices of that you mentioned.
So many. No, I
I know.
That I think the best explanation for that is, like, if you think of focused energy, like in the terms of, one time, the light bulb, and on the other hand, the laser. So if you have like the focus, it's like the laser and it really creates power. And if it's like the light bulb, it just vanishes. And yeah. the same happens with any sort of energy. It could be physical, it could be mental, it could be emotional. So if you like feel your feelings, if you think your thoughts, your behaviors, your patterns, that's all that creates energy. And if they're negative or positive, it also creates a positive or negative energy around you, to not only within for your life, but you also spread out that energy. So the energy you create, that also affects other people, and they reflect that back. So the better you get with your own energy and with your own self, with your own life, the better people will feel around you, and the better you feel around the people, because they reflect your energy back to you. And how to incorporate that? I think self-awareness is always the best starting point, because if you manage to reflect back on yourself in what you do, how you behave, in any part, like, could be fitness, could be health, could be personal development, could be work, could be relationships, could be anything in life. But as you act and take actions, create habits and behaviors, how that affects you and other people. And I think self-awareness is the starting point to that, in any case. So the better you know yourself, and the better you understand your patterns, your habits, your thought patterns, your emotional patterns, your physical patterns, the better you can manage anything in any of that realms.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more on that, because everything starts with self-awareness, because when we need to know who we are, what we want, and then you touch a very important point here, that the interpersonal energies, which we often neglect, like, people don't talk much about it, but the thing is, I often talk about it a lot, but a lot of people actually don't understand that, because there are certain people, like, you feel good about when they are in your company, and it's just because they exude some positive vibes. And as you mentioned, right, and if they have positive energy around them, that's why we feel just good about we feel good in their company. So this is very important point, and I'm glad you spoke about it. So I know the time is actually running out, so before I actually close the show, what one advice would you give to our audience today to actually incorporate the energy in their lives?
Yeah. I would say, like, be or discover your true authentic self, because that's always the best energy you have in any sort. There are so many ways to do that. So there is certain food you like, and it's not the unhealthy one, but like the good one, the healthy one. And
yeah.
There are foods that you like and that help you. There are sports that you feel naturally drawn to, but refuse to do others. And there are so many things in life that are you, that are you are more drawn to. But this is probably pretty clouded because you've been risen in a different way, or your cultural influences, or your parents wanted you to do a certain sport and you didn't like it, so you didn't do it, and you don't like sports anymore. Or just try to figure out what is yours. And that's the simplest advice I could give, but at the same time, it's the hardest thing you do in your life, to get tuned in and to discover what feels like closest to your heart in any case.
Yeah, I actually,
I hope that helps.
yes, that's the wonderful, amazing advice. I mean, be yourself. I think that is the best thing one can do. And like, you know, as you mentioned, like, embrace yourself, like your passion, what you like, whatever, like, you want to do. This is definitely not easy, and it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of time. So that's the best advice, at least I can get. This is amazing. So how people can actually contact you? Like, I know whoever is listening today, either in a live show or maybe if they are listening after just a recording. So if they want to contact you, what is the best way to reach out to you?
Best way personally is on LinkedIn, my name, Marcus Kneisel. And we also have a website, theenergylab.co.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
That's
I've actually added like both the link to your profile and link to your website in the comments. So those who are actually listening to it and want to contact Marcus, please get in touch with him. If you want to achieve like your fitness level, or you want to energize your body and mind, then please get in touch with him. I'll share the link when I actually post it on my podcast channel also, so they'll get to know you. So thank you so much, Marcus. One thing that I actually forgot, that finally I actually was able to broadcast this show on Instagram also. So this was my first cool. Instagram. So I'm so
Yay.
Glad that I did it. And thanks to all those people who joined, especially on Instagram, on my first live. So thank you so much to all my audience who have joined on all the platforms. So thank you. But one thing again here, the problem is that I couldn't receive their comments. I know that you must be doing, you must be sharing some comments, but I couldn't see it on live. I have to go after the show and respond to your comments. I'll do that after the show. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining and sharing the comments and listening to us. And thanks a lot, Marcus, for joining us and sharing amazing advice and insight on this amazing topic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amreen. And if anyone wants to know more on any topic, then please reach out.
Okay, thank you.